Public health officials in South Florida are working to counter the effects of programs on a Haitian radio station there, claiming that the AIDS epidemic is a myth. Talk show hosts on WLQY have suggested that AIDS is an invention of the American drug companies and that Haitians diagnosed with AIDS should stop treatment. We talk today with Dr. George Metellus, a Dade County epidemiologist. He's director of the AIDS, TB, and Sexually Transmitted Disease Surveillance Units. He has listened to the talk show.
Some people have been advocating that AIDS does not exist. The HIV virus is fictitious. There is no such a thing as AIDS, and that condoms don't protect people.
On the radio program, when these things are being talked about, do people call and discuss it?
People called, and then most of the time, people agree with him. Day before yesterday, I heard somebody say, "Well, you are right, because I have had sexual contact with hundreds of women, and I just applied for a policy, insurance policy, and they gave it to me, they drew my blood, and they found me negative." That means these things does not exist, you know.
Do you think these radio programs are having any effect on the Haitian community?
It is, yeah, definitely. I have received calls from agencies that are providing AIDS care to patients, to Haitian patients, and they're having a lot of problem with compliance. People are not taking their medicine. People are denying that they are sick or that they have AIDS. It's a real problem, and the level of education in the Haitian community is not that high, so you know people cannot make decisions based on scientific data most of the time, so they rely on the information that they get from trusted people, and this host of this program fits that image, a protector of the Haitian community. So people listen to him, and they trust him, and this is what the kind of things that we have to overcome.
Dr. Metellus, you could, though, also representing the Haitian community, call the radio program and speak to the people in Creole. And
I have done that.
You have done that?
I have done that in several occasions, and that's, as a matter of fact, that was one way for me to deal with the problem, was to go to the Haitian radios. I have done that in a couple of occasions, and not only that, I have called on people, doctors, social workers, even lawyers, to talk about this issue in the Haitian radio.
It seems as though if people are willing to believe this about the AIDS epidemic, they are distrustful, really, I would say, of government in general. Is that true?
Yes. And you can understand that, because in the past, 16 years ago, when there's just started to talk about AIDS, they were saying that Haitians brought AIDS to this country. Being Haitian is a risk factor, etc. So that community has had to fight a lot to overcome those things. And at that time, 27% of the Haitians lost their job. There is a mistrust, I would say, of the government agencies. We have worked on that for the past 10 years, and we have done a lot of progress. But people like that who are saying those kind of things, they kind of revert everything we've done in that sense.
Talking with us from Miami, George Metellus, an epidemiologist with the Dade County Health Department.